Election 2016 was a bitter slog, and while many Americans looked forward to the end of the ads and mailers and campaign rhetoric, that bitterness did not simply dissipate once the results came in. In the days of street protests and spike in hate crimes that followed, many Americans searched for signs of hope or messages of comfort, and some found them underground. Activists in New York City encouraged commuters to post notes on subway platforms. Soon the walls were covered with colorful squares scribbled with positive messages like grit or love or offering post-election encouragement like you belong here or do yoga. Others more philosophical. It is a big project of small gestures called subway therapy, and it's since spread to Boston, thanks to my guest. Vanita Subramanian is a user experience designer and an urban activist. And Vanita, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
So how'd you get things started? Did you seed some of your own little messages to get it going?
So Subway Therapy Boston started as a last-minute project on one Friday afternoon, and quite honestly, we did not expect the overwhelming response that we received. In an effort to keep things positive after the elections, a bunch of friends and I mobilized to provide a medium for the people of Boston to just come together and share words of love and encouragement. This, as you mentioned, was inspired by a similar effort in New York. And what we did was we headed to two busy subway stations and offered riders a simple proposition, which is write a positive message on a post-it note and, well, just post it. So in just 8 hours, we received over 2,500 posts of love to the community, which to me was quite overwhelming. The notes range from personal messages, admiration for Boston, to inspiring quotes from political leaders from around the world. And what was surprising to me was that 99% of all of the notes that we received, it stayed positive with exception to maybe 4 or 5 notes.
Wow, that really is something. Out of how many do you imagine?
Like 2,500 something notes. So that was, you know, it was crazy. And participants were, any of hate messages that they saw, they quickly transformed it into something inspiring or quirky. And now what we're doing with the help of volunteers is archiving all of the notes and uploading it to our website. So we have 200 up there so far. And with the help of our volunteers, I hope we can get as many as possible.
Were any stick out as favorites for you, you know, that really made you think?
There were so many of them. And one that caught my attention is reach out to someone you disagree with, because, you know, every now and then we need to challenge what we believe in. And that was something that really resonated with me. Some of the other ones that were admiration for Boston made me feel so proud that I'm part of this community. And I actually moved to the city about 3 years back. And it's been one of, you know, the best decisions of my life.
So why the subway, Vanita? I mean, what is it about that space that makes it work?
I think it's because you meet people from all walks of life when you commute, and you don't see that very often. You know, when you look at a private space, I met some Trump supporters. I met people who were just visiting Boston. I met all sorts of people, like high schoolers and, you know, college students. So it's just a place where everybody needs to take the train to go home, and, you know, they stop by, read the messages on the wall, and, you know, feel the urge to contribute.
Well, it's interesting because this is something that people do on other people's Facebook walls, you know, post something, some little message. How is it different?
It's different because I feel like we're always in this virtual realm, that it's nice to just, you know, take the time off and have some in-person time with one another. Like, I met a lot of people through this project, and I know a lot of strangers who started voicing their opinions out with other, you know, people who also stopped by to admire the project. But it was a place where people could just unknowingly share their thoughts, and in some way it is therapeutic, you know, a way of self-expression. And I think that's why it's unique. Like, having a community engagement projects, in my mind, is more unique and engaging as opposed to also having it online, which I think is a plus. So what we're doing now is to have these messages reach a larger audience through our website. So I think, you know, having both an in-person sort of engagement process as well as having something online has its benefits.
So do you think it's, you said, therapeutic for the reader, for the writer, both?
I'd say for both, there were people who came and who participated who were basically in tears. They were just reading the messages on the wall and they just started crying. And I was like, wow, this actually has such an inspiring effect on so many people. And then they came up to us because we were handing out posters and, just thanking us, saying that this, I needed this. I feel like there was just so much negativity in the air. And I just reading these messages makes me feel like I need to do something positive and I need to keep thinking positively. So I think it was therapeutic for both the reader and the writer.
But it's a country that's facing some very big decisions and divisions.
Yep.
So, somebody might say, oh, post-it note, that's a very small gesture,
Mm-hmm.
What are your hopes for a project like this?
I was equally surprised because it was such a small gesture and it's like a collective impact that you can have. I guess if you just see one post-it note with a message on it, you'd read it, you'd think to yourself that, okay, that's a sweet message. But if you see thousands of messages on one wall and 99% of that being positive, that should have some effect on anyone reading it, regardless of, what political affiliations you have. It's just a human gesture at the end of the day.
Well, Vanita, thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you for having me.
Vanita Subramanian, she's a user experience designer, urban activist, and founder of the Subway Therapy Project Boston. You'll find a link to the website where you can see some of the post-it notes from the wall at the Boston Tea at wordofmouthradio.org.